In this fall's presidential campaign, Republicans have made a major issue of medical malpractice. It came up during the debate between Senator John Edwards and Vice President Cheney.
This has had a devastating impact on a lot of communities. My home state of Wyoming, we've lost the top insurer, malpractice insurance in the state.
Wyoming residents will vote on the issue this November. They will consider caps on non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that the issue hits home in smaller communities.
Dr. Diane Noten's office is busy. That's not surprising. She's the only doctor in Saratoga, a community of 1,700 people in southern Wyoming. Affectionately called Dr. Diane, Noten is a rarity. In her mid-30s, she is a young doctor who chose to come to Saratoga.
That's why I went into family practice from the very beginning, is the fact that I wanted to come back to a small town.
As a family doctor, Noten provides checkups, emergency care, and even does house calls. But she says high malpractice costs are starting to impact her practice. Just a few years ago, Noten paid $7,000 a year. But like other doctors in this state, she just got a large increase and now pays $24,000 a year. It's a figure that baffles her.
I've never even had a threat of a lawsuit, and my rates continue to go up. And after almost 6 years, I don't quite understand.
Noten's original plan was to bring OB care to the area, but this would have more than tripled her insurance costs. And since she would likely only deliver a handful of babies, she decided that the cost did not justify the service. This is bad news for Gail Ford, a Saratoga resident who is 8 months pregnant. Ford's obstetrician is in Laramie, nearly 80 miles away.
It's a long drive back and forth, and it's concerning because I'm having the baby, I'm due in the middle of November, and with the roads, how they can be so bad from between here and Laramie, it's a concern about, you know, whether I'd get there in time and all of that kind of thing.
Ford, who is facing a high-risk pregnancy, is actually going to her second OBGYN this year because her previous doctor left the state, citing high insurance rates for the move. According to Dr. Robert Monger of the Wyoming Medical Society, this is happening more and more because Wyoming doctors face higher insurance rates than their neighbors.
Every state that borders Wyoming has enacted substantial tort reform, and the result of that is that doctors in Wyoming pay, on average, more than twice what other doctors pay in other states for their malpractice. And when rates go up dramatically, doctors decide it's not worth it to stay here any longer and move.
The Medical Society says the average Wyoming obstetrician pays $68,000 for malpractice insurance, $17,000 more than they would pay in Colorado, and $40,000 more than South Dakota. Those neighboring states have been recruiting Wyoming doctors with the lure of less expensive malpractice insurance. These scenarios have forced Wyoming to consider what was once the unthinkable, tort reform. This November, Wyoming citizens will vote on two proposed constitutional amendments. One would form a group to weed out so-called frivolous cases. The second will cap non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases. Cody businesswoman Shauna Roberts is not a fan of either. She's the spokesperson for Citizens for Real Insurance Reform, which contends there is a better solution than capping damages.
We believe the key to resolving these issues is real insurance reform that requires insurance companies to justify any rate increase. Surrendering our rights is not the answer.
Roberts believes the insurance companies are using doctors as a pawn in their fight to force a cap on damages. The Wyoming Trial Lawyers Association agrees. Furthermore, it contends in the last decade or so, Wyoming juries have never awarded the sorts of high non-economic damages that would justify capping, noting these awards have been under $1 million. Still, Ken Thorpe, the chair of health policy and management at the Rollins School of Public Health, says when it comes to capping damages, there are some facts to consider.
Well, about 23 states have some form of cap today on non-economic damages. You know, certainly they're not going to solve all the problems, but what we do know about those states is that the malpractice premiums are about 17% to 20% lower in the states that have capped them.
In the meantime, Wyoming lawmakers are considering a variety of other solutions to address what they're calling a crisis in the state. Sylvia Moore thinks legislators may need a reality check. Moore oversees the University of Wyoming's effort of bringing doctors to rural areas.
Can we afford to have the number of hospitals that we have? Can we assure that people in very remote and very frontier areas are going to have the same level of health care that you get someplace else without having to travel? And I don't think we can.
Meanwhile, the residents of Saratoga, at least those who aren't pregnant, can probably relax. Dr. Noten says it would take a lot for her to ever leave her patients. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Laramie.